Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. A gifted, versatile, and always busy guitar master is coming back to our region on Friday. Warren Haynes, known for his work with the Allman Brothers, Government Mule, and The Dead, will be at Tanglewood for the latest stop on his Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration. Joining the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra, Haynes will be performing the music of Jerry Garcia at a concert starting at 8 p.m. Also in our region, Haynes will continue the tour at Bethel Woods in Sullivan County August 6th, and he returns with Government Mule to Utica August 16th. Warren Haynes, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Glad to be back. Thanks.
You'll be doing the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Show at Tanglewood on Friday. How did you get involved with that in the first place?
I got a call about 3 years ago from the Jerry Garcia estate saying that they wanted to do a series of shows doing Jerry's music with symphonies and guest artists, and they wanted to know if I was interested in being the first one. And I said, absolutely, I would be honored to do that. So it took us about a year to get things all sorted out and ready to go. And then a couple of years ago, we did a tour and it was a whole lot of fun. So we decided to do some more shows this year.
Is there something about his songs that particularly lends itself to orchestral accompaniment?
Certain ones, yes. I felt like the important thing for me was to go through his catalog, which is very vast, and pick the songs that would work with an orchestra the best. I'm not a believer that all pop music or rock music needs to be married to a symphony. Some songs work and some don't. In this case, there are a lot of his songs that work really well, and so we concentrated mostly on finding those. And it was really fun to go through all that stuff and meet with the arrangers, and I would give them my arrangement ideas, and they would utilize them in a symphonic way, and it's just been a wonderful process.
Now, do you get a chance to rehearse a lot with the orchestra before the concert, or is it kind of a sound check and go?
We rehearse with the orchestra the day of the show. We run through the entire program that we're going to play that night, and then we take a break and come back and play it for real. But normally, that's the only rehearsal that we get. But this is what orchestras do every day. They're used to that sort of thing.
Now, you've done this show at Tanglewood a few years back. Do you know Keith Lockhart well from the Boston Pops?
I met Keith when we worked together last time, and I really enjoyed working with him. And it turns out he spends a lot of time in the part of North Carolina where my family's from, and so we had that in common as well. And it was just a great experience working with those guys. We had a wonderful show at Tanglewood. It's one of the few places we're going back to.
Mm-hmm. You said that some of the songs, work well with accompaniment and some don't. What do you think makes the difference?
It's a personal assessment for me. I think if the song has enough compositional value and historic value that adding a symphony makes sense, then that will present itself. As an example, I think in any band's catalog, you would have to go through and choose the ones that work and the ones that don't. And I guess everybody would have their own feelings about what works and what doesn't. But as I said, fortunately, there were so many choices that we were able to pick all stuff that I felt very strongly about.
Mm-hmm. And I read that you're actually playing one of Garcia's guitars during these concerts. Is that right?
Yes, I've been playing this guitar called the Wolf that was built for him by Doug Irwin. That was a guitar that he started playing in the 70s and played it off and on into the 90s, one that the fans are used to seeing and hearing and associate with his sound. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to play that instrument, and I felt like it kind of put me a little bit closer to the music, you know, and it has such a unique sound. It kind of forces you to play with even more of his influence, I think, you know.
Chill to the winter, but a nip to the air. From the other direction, she was calling my eye. It would be an illusion, but I might as well try.
I'm a real novice, so I hope you'll forgive this question, but does the sound that we do associate with Jerry Garcia, I mean, you can tell it in an instant, does that come from the instrument, or does it come from settings, or does it come from an approach in the playing? How does that work?
All the above, I would say. You know, the instrument has to do with the sound, the settings of the instrument and the amplifier and whatever effects you're using have to do with the sound, but more importantly, the person playing, I think, you know, when anyone picks up an instrument, they're going to tend to sound unique and to turn the knobs differently and approach the instrument differently. So an electric guitar is a very expressive instrument. You can get a lot of different sounds out of it, you know, and we're all hearing a different sound in our head. So, you know, what I'm looking for, what somebody else is looking for may be different.
Do you know why it's called the Wolf?
There's what was originally a sticker, and then eventually it got laminated onto the guitar, which is a cartoon of a wolf that's underneath the bridge.
Okay. You know, you've played, obviously, with the Dead and were in the Allmans for all those years and your own band. How many songs do you know at a time? And when you are doing a tour like this, do you have to refamiliarize yourself, or are they just in there?
Well, I always have to refamiliarize myself with certain songs that may slip away a little bit. As far as how many songs I know well enough to perform, between all the different bands and projects that I do, it's well over 1,000. But that doesn't mean that I know them inside and out. It just means that I know them enough to interpret them my way. I'm never trying to duplicate what's already been done with a song, whether it was what I did or what somebody else did with a song. The way we all approach music from an improvisational manner is to kind of make every performance unique. And so knowing the songs to a certain extent is sufficient.
Well, that segues perfectly to my next question, which I'm sure you can anticipate. How much improvisation do you get to do when you have an orchestra, you know, following along, reading music?
Well, there are three ways that we were able to incorporate improvisation into these shows. One is that there are times when the symphony stops playing and the electric band improvises until the symphony comes back in on cue. Another is sometimes I'm improvising on top of what the symphony is playing, which is not improvised. And probably the most unique way is that sometimes what the symphony is reading was originally improvisation. They took the arrangers took Grateful Dead jams and orchestrated them. And so what people are hearing was originally improvised. It's just now been scored out in a way that features all these different instruments playing the music, and it's quite unique.
Did they ever do anything like this? I mean, I know they've had so many people sit in with them over the years, and they had different approaches and things, but did they ever play with an orchestra?
They recorded Terrapin Station with an orchestra, and I think toward the end, the song Days Between. As far as a live setting, I'm not aware that they did stuff with the symphony, but that's not a question that somebody else might know better.
I have another question for you, and if it's too political, just say so, and you don't have to answer it. But the band Dead & Company is out right now with John Mayer sort of taking the Jerry Garcia mantle, and that's a role that you had in the group for a long time. I wonder, do you know him, and did you give him any advice when this started?
I've met John. We know each other a little bit, and I haven't spoken to him since before they started doing that. But, you know, all those guys are good friends, and I haven't had a chance to hear them live, but I stay in regular touch with O'Till and some of the other guys, and I'd love to check it out when the time comes.
Is there a ton of pressure on you when you are in that role?
There's no intentional pressure. There's whatever pressure you put on yourself. You know, when I was with the Allman Brothers for 25 years and the time that I spent working with Phil Lesh and with all the guys in the Dead, it was always be yourself. That was what you were being encouraged to do. But as individuals who are students of music and love to shine a light on what came before us, you have to decide how much of your own spirit to interject into the music and how much of the spirit of what came before you. And so I wouldn't really call it pressure, but it's definitely an ongoing balance.
Well, Warren Haynes will be back in our region at Tanglewood Friday night. It's the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra. You'll also be back in our region doing this show or version of it at Bethel Woods in Sullivan County August 6th and back with Government Mule in Utica August 16th. Warren Haynes, it's always a pleasure to have you on the roundtable, and safe travels.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.